No, 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 no.
Today is Monday, February 24th, 2020, and I am on my way to work. Kind of early. I've missed a lot of work due to legitimate illness and what me and a few others at work like to call mental health days, and you know, I've definitely been needing a mental health day for quite some time, you know, and I kind of still need it. You know, I'm in a position in my life where I'm burnt out. I don't want to keep working, you know, but at the same time, I can't really stop working, and it's really frustrating. You don't have any money, any assets, anything you can really fall back on, you know, if needed. So it's frustrating. You know, I had to take time off last week. I just couldn't, you know, really deal with it. But whatever, you know, they're gonna complain one way or the other. If I work too many hours, you know, I'm gonna be in the bad. If I work not enough hours, I'm in the bad. You know, they wanna control you to a certain, aspect, you know. So, you know, I kinda realize, you know, if I'm gonna be limited to how much money I can make at this company. So if I want to make more money, I'm going to have to expand my horizons. So yeah, I don't know if that's something you should look into if you feel that you're in the same position. But don't take my word for it, because you know, every time this has happened, it seems like something else happens and it makes things a lot better, you know. But this time, you know, I'm just a little salty because someone got a position I had no idea was open. But, you know, at the same time, I didn't go for it. I think he went for it very harshly, maybe. I don't know how I can say it, but this is frustrating. You know, everybody seems to be making a climb, you know. And here's a frustrating thing. So there's a position that opened up a while back, you know, and I think, I'm pretty sure I talked about it, you know, and I had a good friend of mine that was looking to join, you know, and then I just never heard anything back, you know, from my boss or anything. When I finally brought it up myself, he's like, oh yeah, I just closed, you know. So all this time, you know, three people, you know, I spent so much time giving them information, persuading them to apply. They actually went on and applied and just never heard back, you know. It's just, it makes me look bad, you know. It wastes my time, it wastes their time, and that's just unacceptable in my opinion. And, you know, now that there's another position that's opened up, you know, it's, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to invite anyone into a sinking ship, you know. I don't plan on staying there for much longer, whether I'm fired or whether I find another job or whether I just end up dead. You know, I just don't plan on being there. And, you know, I thought I could save the ship. You know, I could bring on someone that I actually like working with. And I can just, you know, pull myself up by the bootstraps and grind my way into a better position in that company. But I just realized it's systematically set up to where I'm destined to fucking fail. Because as long as you have these people raking in money, raking up resources, and, you know, they're not being properly administered to, as long as, you know, our team budget is mismanaged and we have all these non-team players on our squad, you know, as long as that continues to happen, and I don't think it's going to change, it doesn't seem like it's going to change anytime soon, we're not going to be in any position to have a good work-life balance, or at least those who are burdened with the worst tasks, you know. So I don't know, I'm just sick of having all the bullshit things thrown at me, and I'm sorry, I couldn't really do anything last second. So there's this lady who, so this is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lanes right here. Two lanes to turn into the highway, left, you know, a left hand turns into the highway. Three main roads, one that converts into a, you know, one-way road or whatever, and then you have a turning lane into the highway. And this lady was in the second to last lane from the right, you know, and she was trying to go three lanes over, and then she, you know, I think she was expecting me to stop halfway through, like, you know, and let her through. I just didn't see her in time, so I kind of feel bad, but, you know, what can you do at some point? But yeah, she's not going, you know, because she's gonna have to come up on the street, make a left-hand U-turn, or, you know, she's gonna have to do some fandangling that's not gonna be that's gonna be very time consuming. But, you know, that's their fault for that's quite frankly their fault for not moving over, you know, or getting into a lane too soon if they knew they had to move over. I can't blame myself for that, but, you know, I try to accommodate as much as possible. What did I want to talk about? I don't know. I guess I've brushed on work. You know, I haven't done a podcast in quite a while. I actually did one the afternoon after I posted my last one, and I accidentally deleted it while after I did it, so I lost that podcast episode. And it's just Podbean doesn't have a good archiving mechanism in place to save, you know, and I've lost a couple of decent episodes because of that. But yeah, I guess, you know, sometimes you just got to count your blessings, you know, like Got my stuff, getting stuff in order, you know, stuff that was putting a lot of burden on my shoulders, you know, and once you get a couple things situated, it just makes for it makes the day a lot better, you know, and you know, I actually like getting a good long hard working day in, you know. I like working hard. I like getting the job done. I like getting it done right. What I don't like is being on a team and almost seemingly seems like there's a unbalanced amount of work going around, and seemingly it seems that, you know, if you're gifted with being able to multitask, do a lot of things, you're kind of expected to, you know, so why not hire everyone who is able to multitask, like, you know, or pay those who are able to multitask more, you know. It almost seems like my raise is just being allowed to work there, you know, because I'm brown, you know. Sometimes it just kind of feels that way, and, you know, there's a lot of talking down that goes on there, you know. There's not a lot of people who respect me, you know, and basically expect me to do a lot of things for them, surely based purely on that that I'm a lower ranked, you know, than they are, you know, so they kind of bypass procedure, you know, and instead of putting in a ticket that should be assigned to the correct person to, that's allocated to them to handle their ticket, you know, it gets bypassed, and then they talk to me, and then I have a hard time saying no, and then I end up, you know, doing someone else's work and not getting credited for it necessarily. You know, there's been a lot of times where I've done stuff, you know, purely on the basis that I was doing the job the right way, and you know, and it, other people turned out to get rewarded for it. You know, there's instances where I have basically had to do other people, you know, instead of waiting, and I just started doing things ahead of time, so I ended up, you know, I guess, you know, I would say waste of time, because I could have been on Google Maps or YouTube like other colleagues, or Netflix, I mean, but instead of that, I was doing extra work that I could have just done as a project later on, and then made that as an excuse as to why I wasn't doing other things, you know. But I didn't do that, you know, I just did my work like I should have did, you know, and then I didn't have a lot of things, you know, assigned to me when the time came, because I did a lot of things preemptively, you know, so I kind of lucked out, and so I, you know, we actually had a thing scheduled for, like, Fat Cats. I didn't want to go, you know, I was sick, and at the same time, I just didn't want to go. I didn't want to, you know, partake in a activity that, you know, I felt like I didn't have a lot of part in, because I did my job when I was supposed to, instead of drawing it out over a project that took several months and gave several people the excuse as to not prioritize certain things. And I don't know, I'm salty, and I'm kind of anxious to get back, and I don't want to go back, you know. I've missed so much time already. I guarantee you I have over 1,500 emails I have to sort through when I get back, if not more, you know, if not close to 2,000, you know, and these are things that, you know, my boss never takes into consideration. There are small little details that make things a lot worse than they should be, you know, and it's just like, if I'm not going, you know, it's like I have all these emails from all these other departments. I'm working every once in a while, you know, and it's like they want me to have me as a backup and this and that. You know, they want their cake and they want to eat it too, you know, so whatever, you know, I don't know. I'm just going to leave it there. I'm at work, you know. I did want to mention, you know, that there's a lot of times where this job is so stressful, right, and so overwhelming at times, you know, that sometimes I come in here, I do a podcast, I talk about certain things, and sometimes I don't even have time to post a podcast, you know, until I, what's this person doing? I don't even have time to post the podcast until I get home, you know, or I get off work, or like on my lunch break or something, you know, and honestly, by the time that comes around, I'm like, oh yeah, I need to post a podcast. Sometimes I even forget what I was going to name the episode, what the episode was about. Just based on the fact that I'm so stressed and so overworked and don't realize what's going on. So I don't know. I'm clearly needing a change. I don't know what's going to be that push that forces me to do that change. Whether, you know, I just continue to fuck up to the point where they're forced to fire me, or I just simply quit and another job. You know, one of the guys that I had recommended for the job ended up finding another job that pays $5 more than me into a position I've been wanting, so with no experience whatsoever. So what the fuck am I doing here? What?